From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, April 11th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Anna Grunewald and David Klepper are reporting for the Associated Press. Under the state's new free college tuition initiative, students must stay in the state following graduation or face paying back the benefits. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo said on Monday, April 10th, the requirement was included to protect the state's investment in a student's education. Cuomo said, and I quote, "Why should New York pay for your college education and then you pick up and move to California?" End quote. The tuition program covers state college or university tuition for in-state students from families earning $125,000 or less. Students must remain in the state for as many years as they receive the benefit. Rosa Atchison is reporting in the Columbia Green Media that Columbia Green Community College President Jim Champion said the students meet the program's income requirements. He said, and I quote, "Hopefully it will open doors for many families who have avoided college in the past because of financial reasons," end quote. According to a press release from the governor's office, more than 60% of Hudson Valley families are believed to be eligible for the benefit. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman and the Register Star. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that Chatham Town Board has granted two hardship waivers for projects proposed on two different dirt roads. The applicants, Flying Deer Nature Center and Jeanne Laskin on Daly Road and David and Erica Santoro on Dorlin Road, applied for the waivers to allow their projects to move on to the Zoning Board of Appeals and Planning Board. The town board last week granted both applicants partial waivers. The projects will require a final approval from the town board once the go-ahead is received from the ZBA and planning board. The town of Chatham has maintained a moratorium for more than 2 years banning new construction on properties served by unpaved town roads. The moratorium will remain in place until the town board completes a review of proposed changes to the town's comprehensive plan, which would affect zoning regulations on structures along nearly 58 miles of dirt roads within the town. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Brenda J. Lyons is reporting in the Times Union that the Glen Falls law firm of Fitzgerald Morris Baker Firth and the village of Hoosick Falls are fighting over the former village mayor's emails. Fitzgerald Morris has delayed turning over those records despite continuing requests. The firm took possession of the emails belonging to former Mayor David Borge, who for many years used a private Gmail account for public business, which the paper noted is not improper. The account contains an estimated 13,000 emails. The records related to Borge's work as mayor are a matter of public record and must be kept on file by the village. Current Mayor Rob Allen corresponded with the firm's managing partner on Friday, April 7th, threatening to take legal action on behalf of the village if the electronic records were not released by the close of business that day. The law firm has represented the village since late 2015 in negotiations with two companies blamed for polluting the village water supplies. The firm is also screening the village's responses to Freedom of Information law requests, including some seeking Borges' emails. In a recent response to a FOIL request filed by the Times Union, the firm declined to release many of its communications with the two companies blamed for polluting the village water supplies. Many of the emails released had significant sections blacked out. The decision to conceal portions of the emails is improper under the law, according to the State Committee on Open Government. The village board is currently without independent legal representation. Last month, the law firm of the village's longtime attorney, John R. Patterson, Jr., was acquired by Fitzgerald Morris. Patterson's contract as the village attorney expired on March the 31st. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Carrie Allen is reporting in Columbia Green Media that reports of three, possibly four, fatal heroin overdoses have raised concerns that a new lethal batch of the drug is now available in the region. Social media accounts reported five deaths in Greene County and two in Columbia County last week. Officials were able to confirm a total of three deaths. Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley reported a 34-year-old man in Palinville and a 25-year-old Cairo man died on Tuesday, April the 4th from apparent overdoses. Columbia County EMS Coordinator P.J. Keeler said emergency services was dispatched for 4 overdose patients in the last 10 days. He said the number of incidences, and I quote, has truly escalated. There were hardly any calls a few years ago, end quote. Annie Richards, director of the Mobile Crisis Assessment Team with the Mental Health Association of Columbia and Greene Counties, said within 48 hours of posting on Facebook about a, quote, bad batch of heroin, end quote, she heard from at least 100 people. She said, and I quote, heroin has always been laced with another drug, but the potency is getting stronger and stronger, end quote. Heroin has been known to be laced with fentanyl, but it is now also being laced with the drug W18, known as elephant tranquilizer. That drug is 100 times more powerful than fentanyl, so it should be expected that the number of overdoses will increase, Dean Hale, director of Hope House in Albany, said. Steve Brucato, chief of operations for Greene County EMS, said the need for Narcan, the drug used for the emergency treatment of a known or suspected opioid overdose, is in increased demand. During the first quarter of 2017, County EMS administered 23 doses to 18 patients, compared to 13 doses to 9 patients in the first quarter of 2016, he said. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that Kinderhook Town Board has chosen Wisconsin-based Town Web Designs to redesign the town's website. The design will cost nearly $8,000 and $2,700 for the company to host the site. Before making its choice, the board met with Town Web and Virtual Towns, the designer of the current site. The winning offer from Town Web includes unlimited storage for the town's data, a free upgrade every 3 years, and the ability to post recordings of town board meetings online. The new website is expected to be up in 12 to 16 weeks. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Paul Kirby is reporting in the Daily Freeman that ride-sharing services are unlikely to be offered in many locations upstate under a bill to allow companies to operate them in New York State, according to Assemblymember Kevin Cahill. The Kingston Democrat led the effort to allow transportation network companies to operate in New York, but he told the paper in an email, and I quote, indeed, with Uber in only about 400 metropolitan areas of the U.S. and Lyft in about 300, prospects are dim that they will actually decide to do business here. Our job is just to set the stage, end quote. Cahill said Saturday, April the 8th, and I quote, the public has been heard and they want electronic ride hailing, end quote. He said under the agreement with the governor and state senate, drivers will be required to pass background checks and carry appropriate insurance. Also, TNCs will be required to create anti-discrimination policies, and the state will have the power to investigate if passengers are denied a ride because of their race, color, national origin, age, and more. The legislation also created a 4% tax on all app-based hails and is expected to generate approximately $24 million in general state support, Cahill said. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Congress has left Washington, D.C., now off on its spring break. That means Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, might pop up at local events for the next 2 weeks. Faso's website recently added a public schedule section, but it only shows the current day's schedule and does not list any information to attend. The Monday, April the 10th listing on his website read, and I quote, 8:30 a.m. Rensselaer County Honor a Vet, end quote, only, and did not indicate where the event was located. Previous representatives Scott Murphy and Chris Gibson both listed public events on their websites and held public town hall meetings. Faso is not holding any traditional town hall meetings during the break. He has yet to hold any, but will appear on a local television station's event on April 13th, though it is not listed on his public schedule. He may be appearing at other local events, such as the April 7th Columbia County Chamber of Commerce annual legislative breakfast held at the Columbia Green Community College, which costs $25 to attend. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has declared a hazardous weather outlook for Tuesday, April the 11th. There is a chance of thunderstorms after 2 p.m. today, Tuesday afternoon, and into the evening associated with a passing cold front. The thunderstorms are not expected to be severe, although some storms could produce gusty winds and small hail. As for today's weather, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Tuesday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 7 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 57. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, scattered showers mainly before 9 a.m., cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 66 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 38. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 59 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 37. Sunrise today was at 6:19 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:33 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 11th day of April, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.